The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Taoiseach Simon Harris issued an apology on behalf of the state today to the families of the 48 victims who died in the Stardust fire. Let's hear part of it.
I know there have been many, many times when you thought this day would never come, over far too many, many years. I know that you were forced to endure a living nightmare, which began when your loved ones were so cruelly snatched from you in a devastating fire. Their unfinished stories became your story, the defining story of your lives and the lives of your parents and other family members who left this life before ever seeing justice. I am deeply sorry that you were made to fight for so long that they went to their graves never knowing the truth. Today we say formally and without any equivocation, we are sorry. We failed you when you needed us the most. From the very beginning, we should have stood with you, but instead, we forced you to stand against us. 48 young people lost their lives in the Stardust disaster. Many more were injured, and even more still had their lives broken and shattered forever. When I met with you in government buildings last Saturday, you reminded me of another time when four of your family members waited for days in the cold security hut, protesting your exclusion and hoping for access. I truly hope that the days since last Thursday have marked a turning point, and here today in Dáil Éireann, we finally begin to put things right.
Stephanie Rowan from the Today FM newsroom is with us. Did he give in his speech any explanation as to why it was the state had failed all of these families over the last 40 years plus?
Well, yes and no. I mean, he gave a general an apology, as in saying, you know, they didn't listen then. It took 43 years for them to listen, that they should have looked at things more carefully. But that, like, it's still in my head, and it has been in my head since the verdict was delivered last Thursday, and I still don't think we have answers to this. When the Stardust inquest was being carried out, they relied on a lot of the testimony from that flawed Keane tribunal, which found the probable arson, and they relied on that a lot. But the evidence during that the original Keane tribunal was really good. It, like, all while I was following it, I was thinking, this is very good. They have a lot of the information already, and then all of a sudden, probable arson came about. And I, throughout it, was going, how do they get from that to that? It just doesn't make sense. And I still don't think Simon Harris addressed that today. He said he hit all the right notes. He apologised. It was very sincere. He had clearly read all of the Penn portraits. He knew everyone's name. He gave a little anecdote about everyone's name. He said how the state had failed them, how he made the victims' families live a living nightmare after losing their loved ones. He got all of that right. He hit all of the right notes. And everyone I've been speaking to are accepting that apology and thanking him for that. But I still don't know, and I don't think the families know, how they came to the arson finding in the first place.
Maybe that wasn't something really that the inquest could actually adjudicate upon, but would that suggest that there needs to be some sort of further inquiry as to what actually happened to give that particular tribunal finding of four decades ago?
Yeah, well, like, you know, so much has happened since I last spoke to you last Thursday. And I think today was a different note. Everyone is extremely tired. All the victims, the relief now has turned to a very tired, you know, Lisa Lawler said, you know, there's no more tears to cry at this point. But the next step, it's hard to know. I think a few things happened today. People were a little bit disappointed that Micheál Martin wasn't there. I know he couldn't be. He's on an official trip. He is Fianna Fáil, as you know. Charlie Haughey was Fianna Fáil. So I think people really would like to hear from him. So they're waiting that. People are also saying the proof will be in the pudding. Is there going to be a day to commemorate the victims? Are they, you know, officially going to do something to mark their memories? Aidan O'Riordan said there should be a, should go back to court. I was just speaking to Sandra Lawless's family, and they said yes, they do want to see this go back to court. Inquests found unlawfully killed, but they are not allowed to say who, what. They're not allowed to say who.
Yeah, there's no attribution as to who was responsible for the unlawful killing. An inquest is not allowed to do that. And that was very forcibly pointed out, wasn't it?
Yes.
Particularly in relation to the fact that Eamon Butterley, the manager and the son of the owner of the Stardust, had taken two unsuccessful legal actions to try and stop the tribunal making a finding of unlawful killing.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, an inquest says the window was broken. A court says Matt Cooper broke the window. So they're just saying that they now know unlawfully killed, but they would now like to find out more detail into who could be wrong. Now, as you mentioned there, Eamon Butterley, when this case was just about to go to the jury, the inquests, he went back to the High Court again to try and stop. So I think there was four attempts in total to stop the unlawful killing verdict going towards the jury, but as we know, it did eventually. We haven't heard. I know people have been trying to contact Eamon Butterley. We haven't heard from him yet. I don't think his solicitors have made any comment yet. So the sense I get today is maybe a bittersweet day, slightly anticlimactic. I think people were like, we've been waiting for this for 43 years. And, you know, they're finally saying sorry. Some people were not happy that Sean Haughey stood up to speak, as he's Charlie Haughey's son. I saw a few roles there. Others were not happy with Michael McNamara, the independent TD, because just before the apology started, he got up and said, you know, we should be apologising about much more than Stardust. And he started mentioning UHL, and the Stardust victims were like, this is our moment. Can you please give us our moment after 43 years? They were happy with Mary Lou MacDonald. She said in her speech, you underestimated the Dublin mum, and you know, you don't underestimate the Dublin ma. And you know, that was paying tribute to all the women who fought for this day. So yes, I would say just it's a bittersweet day that people are 100% accepting the apology.
Stephanie,
very thankful for it. But yes.
We actually have Lisa Lawler, who was with us last week, back with us. She's the daughter of both Francis and Maureen, who died in the fire. Lisa, thank you for coming back to us again today. How did hearing that apology today in Dáil Éireann make you feel?
I don't know whether there's words that I can find to use for you this evening, but I am elated. I'm very happy that my parents were vindicated and that they're not being blamed for their own deaths anymore. Thursday was one thing, but the state apology today, I am very, very happy with. I'm very content this evening.
That's good to hear. That's good to hear. Is there anything else that you would like, though, for the state to do now? Now that it's made the apology, is there more such as a special memorial? Anything else that you can think of?
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, you know, there should be a National Day of Mourning for this tragedy. I do believe that, and I've said that from day one. There was 48 young lives taken, and both of my parents were taken in that. And I think that sometimes we underestimate the loss of somebody. You know, a few words that were said to me during the week was, Asha, that was years ago. It was, but you still have your parents. You know, it was years ago. But we were vindicated on Thursday, and we were given a state apology from the Simon Harris today, and he was brilliant. Everyone was. It was fantastic.
Thank you, Lisa Lawler, for being with us. Stephanie Rowan, can I just go back to finish with you, because you were raising the point of Sean Haughey's son of Charlie Haughey, and a lot of people have been asking in recent days as to, you know, if this tragedy had happened in another part of the country, if it had happened on the south side of Dublin, would a different approach have been taken to it? Which is interesting, given that the fire took place in Charlie Haughey's own constituency. This is the area in which he had grown up, although he had gone to live elsewhere. But the feeling was perhaps he was more sympathetic to the owner, the Butterleys, of anything than maybe to the people who were affected by the tragedy. How much has that featured, and how relevant is it in the discussions we've been having in recent days, that perhaps there was a certain class bias against those who lost their lives?
It is incredibly relevant, and there is so much I can say. Eamon Butterley is still alive. He has solicitors, so you have to be very careful in how you talk about him. But there definitely was a class bias here. Undoubtedly, as Charlie Bird used to say, it happened in Bonnybrook and not Donnybrook. And if it happened in Donnybrook, what would the difference have been? And I was speaking to families here, and they said to me, they thought we didn't have degrees. They thought we were stupid. They thought, oh, sure, they won't understand, and oh, they'll eventually go away. And they didn't. And they fought to the bitter end. And I'm really happy to hear that Lisa's pleased with that apology. And as I said, I'm getting a mixed reaction. I've been speaking to a few families. Some are like, they're all accepting it, and they're all very, very grateful for it. Don't get me wrong. But they're just like, they just, proof is in the pudding. And they said they're very guarded about the state now. You know, they're saying thank you, but they're just saying, look, we're guarded. They let us down for 43 years. And yes, thank you for this apology. But, you know, more needs to happen before we can fully maybe move on. And as I said to you last week, Gertie Barrett said, my Friday, my Thursdays are all going to be the same. I still lost my son. I just wanted the state to put their hand up and say, sorry, that shouldn't have happened. And, you know, they said that today. So thankfully, we finally got that moment.
Thank you very much, Stephanie Rowan from the Today FM newsroom.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.